Beginning Grand Dove Masech is about the Zod of Samachaz. Beginning with Bezig and Tezmat, beginning with Gemara, Toshma Mesefa. Let's prove this from the Seifa, which is the case of the wine that falls into Adashim, Chaimit that falls into the Greason. So we see that Machlekis is by Pogim Mekar is where the Machlekis was. Says Taisi, the truth is Mahachta Nafal Shal Trumat Chila. In the case of when the falls into the Truma, Yoch Lipshit, you could have proved already from an earlier case, we could have had where the social Truma falls in first. We have one that agrees that's going to be Aser, and the truth is Kemesh Mechich L'Besayif. The way we prove at the end, so we could have proved that the Machlekes is not regarding Hishbeach Tchila and Achakach Pogum. But El Denich Lelevikol HaPraises, Achim Midna L'Emes, but however, even so, it was more convenient for the Gemara to bring all the different parts of the prices until it says it and proves the truth regarding this halacha. Next, let's about to begin to read the Gemara. Bahani tlas abavi. Well, what are these? The Gemara wants to know why do you have to say all these three cases? Which, what are these three cases? They have tarted this are the two cases of the yeast. Bahach, and the case of the yachshon of falotech adashim, the one that falls into lentils. Now, bavgav the besoy katrei bavi. Now, even though that by the yeast, you have these two cases. Nafal shal truma tchila, if truma falls in first, nafal shal chulin tchila, and if the chulin falls in first. Yeah, but those tarvai, those two chashm luchada, those considered as one. The mishal nafal shal truma tchila, it's all because we say the case of when the truma falls in first, misayim lefrushe, so it concludes to explain nafal shal chulin tchila when the chulin falls in first. Nashmin tchila, that's no, and therefore the pagim mekar, because it's not the common that even when it's pogim from the beginning, even over there, still the Tanna Kamma says, even though it's always Pogim, still he says, unlike Yishbecha said Pogim, even Pogim Mikara, he says it's going to be forbidden. And that's why we say that case. The next test, Master, begin with the Gemara, Leb Shimon, according to Shimon, let's down for Heter Le'issa, the Heter should combine for the Issa. So it says, Ben Timmy, Zeh, my Lord, tell the Tayu, why doesn't the Gemara just say that their Machlikis depends on Mezeh, Mezeh, Goyim, when two different things are what's causing it to be? Can you just say Parakot Slama, the Gemara says enough, Mem Tesim and Aleph. And then that's very simple. What you could say the machlekes is that shouldn't hold his mutter, and because zevazeh goyim is mutter, and therefore the dough, that's why he permits the dough. Like we find this as the Gemara said previously on that memtes. And that's what it says. What you say is the hainu davka. That's specifically when we say zevazeh goyim. She'im bezekid lahachem. It's below bezeh. That each one does not have enough on its own to be machmitz. So when they combine, that's each one together are causing. But when each one on its own has enough to make it fermented, that's not zebezegoyim. And if a vilman the shari hasam, even the one who would say that over there, it's going to be even permitted. Also, Hacha would say over here, it's forbidden. He could do it on its own. Look at Teis Pesachim, Chavzayim, and Avdiv Maschel. To like Teis Maschel, to begin with, Zigmar, Shimon Tamir, Shimon goes according to his reasoning. That he says, that even two types of issa don't combine. That not like learn the Mishnah, Arla, Baklaim, it's starfin, but Rabbi Shimon, he says, it's starfin. And therefore, that answers the question when you have the two types of sa'ar, the fallen, at the same time. It's not going to be answered because issa v'etta don't combine because even issa v'issa don't combine. It says, Taisa Tame, it's one, the Gemara, Mila, the Chesman Al-Parach, the Gemara asks, Mahatikam Rabbi Shimon, this Rabbi Shimon says, Arla, Baklaim, it's starfin, this Allah that we're quoting. And that they don't, two types of issa don't combine. I hit Rabbi Shimon, but you have a steer Rabbi Shimon that he says kosher lamaka is, says, even my new amount is going to be liable for lashes. So when came, let me lead seer. What's he saying? Doesn't combine. There is no halacha of combining. You have even a kosher. Shem the Gemara says, awesome over there, aim at starfin, it means ain't srichin the tarf. It doesn't need combination. Pirish, in other words. But kosher, not mechayev, that even what you're right, but I'm a new amount, you can be chayev. Problem is, it says, Bachamash meir, it sounds like the aim at starfin, mamish kamar. It doesn't mean that. That you don't need the tzir, it means they actually don't combine. Shem and Starf and Lechayv, they not combine to be liable. So it sounds not like what the Gemara says in Me'ilah. Tzir Ben Tam, Ben Tam answered the Hida Hasam, the Parach Minah that the Gemara asks when the Mesechus Me'ilah, Hain Mesnit the Hasam, the Mesechus Arla. The meaning of Namir B'Shem and Namir B'Shem says, Eim and Starf and Gabi Arla B'Klai Karim, that we don't combine Ba'arla Klai Karim, but also Ma'ar Ba'arla Klai Karim, Shem Be'inayu. They're visible, but late tarub is without a mixture. Oh, the kach come, that's what it's saying. It's a little tarub, but I'm going to combine it. because it's even a kol shu. But the heid ma'aseh hacha, this are being over here. Lavain masnid mezakzaros, not the mishmas mezakzaros. Lahain masnid the ma'ir betar loybis. That is a mixture. Vachi is also as a brut over the arlo by klai masur and mitzarv mezem mezed that they combine. Shemal mezes im mitzarv machet brushai. The tanik hamasam and tanik maholz and mitzarv mezem mezed that they combine with each other less atarubis to make the less atarubis the heter to make the mixture of the heter forbidden. Elak mezayim if you don't have a ratio of 200 shem nafal chatzim lugma arlo vechatzim klai kerem lepachas mezayim lugin the heter. Less than 200 look of what's permitted in starf and less than 200, so they combined because those things have to have a ratio of 201 to nullification, so they can combine to make it aser. But Shimon says even starf and lesser, they don't combine to make it aser. The kibbutz can assign the heter ma'arlo l'chud since it's 200 of the heter opposite just the arlo and mekla'i kerem or just opposite the iser claim. So mutas can be permitted. The avag of the lekem assign in kulam, even though we don't have 200 against all of them, that's what's saying that they're not going to combine. Ashenicha, now it makes sense. Talkarchach that obviously you have to say hach in mestarfen mamish kama that it means literally that you're not going to combine. Kid perisha, like we explained, because like we can't not say ain't tzich letzarf kama that means that you don't have to combine. Okay, the mesach tzar like they explained over there what it means the mishnah mesach tzar lo. From the cultural lamakas and because manudim is what you like before last you get to come like it says over there. B'shimin cultural lamakas all that a manudim magic nichayim. For Malkus that over there, Hainadavka be Issa be'ene. That's like we said, when the Issa is visible. All the Tarif is beheter, but when you have the mixture of the Heter Loi, then we don't say that. Because I'm like, if you don't say that, Loi Tim Tsushum Bittel Leb Shimon, then you're never going to have any nullification according to Shimon. Leb Roiv, not a majority, Leb Samach, not a 60, Leb Mesayim, not a 200, because you always have Mukoshu. And Levadi, rather, obviously, be Issa or beheter, when you have an Issa mixed with the Heter, Loi Tim Shimon Capricious, Reb Shimon agrees, like we explained, that there would be a Bittel. But when it's not applicable, any nullification, for example, where the ikatam, where it gives a taste, then we consider ki lohoya iser be'en as if the iser was visible, though tam ki iker, because the taste is like the primary, because like we had previously explained, in some examen of the maskal omrab yechanan. I am Tosim Ili Tchizman of the Maskal Tani, and Tosim Shabbat per Tosim Bez of Maskal Surin, and Tosim Bechariz Gom Zayman Bez, the Maskal Bechiazah. Next test, Matzah begin the words, Zigmacha, hu achbara the nofa b'gei chabita de shichra. This mouse that fell into the barrel of beer. Asu Rav Lahu Shecha Rav made the beer forbidden. So it's the same. It's a wonder because this is cold mouse falling into cold beer. But literally, that should be permitted. That it sat there for a day or two while you kavish patecha shecha and it was pickling there in the beer. But kavish erikim avushal. The Gemara tells him Sachem Navayim Vav. Pickling is like cooking, and therefore that's why it will give a taste and therefore made it forbidden. Like it says, Master begin the words of Gemara Adam Isim. It's disgusting, but the ancient and people stay away from it. Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains, "Vimkin, if that's the case, lamele lemeve the asir rachmana. Why? So why did I need to try to make it forbidden? It's obvious. And that's the chiddush that we're saying over here in this case of the mouse. That since people usually stay away, I didn't have to say, and therefore to saying the isur in the first place is a chiddush, and v'chem pirsh like come on. That's how he explains later on. Gemesh shech v'zer regarding the halacha that applies with the shech v'zer. That the same idea that it's disgusting. People stay away. And still, the Torah says it's matami. So that's a chiddush. So therefore, it tells us that you know even whether it's dry or not or wet. Now says Taisus v'lein nira. That doesn't seem to be correct. Because although you're right, it's disgusting, people stay away from him. We would never have known the oichloi balav. We would never know that someone who eats is going to be liable for balav oichlo sheretz for the love of eating a sheretz if the Torah wanted to say it's forbidden. And that there should be a tumma b'shech b'zera. But more of them can, if that would be the case, that's the interpretation. Lava chiddush kechiddush ba'alma b'chal malkum b'talmud, saying that this is a chiddush, it wouldn't be the same. What the Torah always, when the Gemara always says, like for example, something of Memdal, when the Gemara says, oh, it's a chiddush, it wouldn't have the same translation. The chiddush ba'alma t'ain lem, when the Gemara usually says, oh, it's a chiddush, it means isa mechal het. It means to say, oh, I would have thought it's permitted. Now I'm saying it's forbidden. I het mechal is, or I would have thought it's isa. I'm saying it's heter. He's not saying that. He's saying like, oh, it was obvious. So l'chein here rather says it appears the whole bedili inch minay. That what the Gemara is saying is like this. It's disgusting, and people stay away from it. It means like this. If that's the case, min hadin, based on logic, so we shouldn't permit it. Because it's giving a bad taste. Generally, when it gives a bad taste, it's permitted. But even so, the Torah is going to make it forbidden. So this is exactly how it usually is. So it's teaching us also anytime a sharet said, even though it gives a bad taste, it can be aser shekivin shekach iser the shrotzim, because that's exactly what the iser of the shrotzim are. Vashenicha, now it makes sense. Now it's chiddush to almas shabachalatam, and now it's exactly what it usually means in the Gemara when it says a chiddush to iser machalatam, that you would have thought it's permitted, and then we're saying that no, it actually is forbidden.